Spray paint sounds messy.
Unless you're a road warrior, you know, then witness me do it, you know?
Oh.
Are you a road warrior, by the way? Perhaps.
Always have been.
Always have been. Good answer. Good answer.
Samesies.
I'm not.
Nope. Wes is opting out.
Deal with it, John.
Fun fact, I think it's been, just over 3 years now? I was looking at my EuroLab files, and I had a mock-up for Sid for what I was going to do in later levels. And that was from just over 3 years ago.
Wow.
Good grief.
That's a while.
Good job, guys.
It's all right. Give it another decade, and we will be somewhere around level 10.
Yeah, maybe.
Seems like these books take about a year to finish, going at our rate anyhow.
Well, we'll just play and fast forward.
Yeah. Or not. Well, how the hell is everyone doing this evening?
Oh, you know.
Sore.
Sore?
Yeah, I started going to the dime, I think is how you say it.
Oh, yeah.
I always pronounced it yim.
My brain went, gynecologist?
I mean, that would probably make me pretty sore.
Yeah, I can never keep up with the gym. I would always go for a month or two, and then I would go half as much for a month, and then I would go not at all and still pay for it for a month, and then pay for it for another month without going before I finally cancel it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to the rec center down the street from me has a free fitness center.
Oh, nice. That's nice.
So I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, you got all the machines and weights and stuff. I'll just go here for free.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, then April and I are doing it, so we can kind of keep each other going.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's good to have a gym buddy. Keep you honest.
It's really cutting into my laying on the couch time.
Ugh, precious, precious couch time. I had to get out of bed just to do this thing. Jesus.
Why would you do that?
Unreasonable.
Just do it from bed.
I remember when I was younger, I had my computer desk just propped up against the edge of the bed, so I could just sit up in bed and be on my computer. That was nice.
We don't have problems.
Well, we've been chipping away at this first combat of this dungeon for a hot minute here.
51 episodes in this one combat.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one way to stretch the judgments out. Just treat each book as one long combat.
Because that's the duration, yeah.
Yes, that is the duration of a judgment is by the length of a combat. So it's an interesting situation. I want us to stay in combat so that my judgment keeps going, but also I want to live.
I mean, who's to say you're not always combating your inner demons?
No.
Can I do little non-lethal slaps to Zeke as we go from one combat to the next?
You can do it. I just don't know if it's going to have the desired effect.
Just keep smacking him on the booty. Keep him going.
Just keep one of those goblins alive, and we'll just kite everyone else. We'll just kite them all out, keep one of them alive, and it'll last forever.
Yep. Or you could just do our Iron Fang group where as soon as one encounter is halfway done, just run into the next room and start the next one so you're never out of combat.
That was very entertaining. They're in this dungeon. It's pretty tight, and there's an encounter in every room. And so one guy says, F this first room, I'm going into the second room. Oh, look, it's just a bridge. He runs across the bridge, activating the people in that room, continues through the bridge into the next chamber, and activates the third encounter. They've got three encounters going all at once. It's beautiful.
Oh, dear.
Numbers would be negated by space, so if you can keep them on the bridge, you can equalize the numbers. It's the Thermopylae defense.
It didn't quite work out that way.
Well, I mean, you guys are just poor planners.
Yeah, well, they're water elementals and mermaids and just filled the entire room floor to ceiling with water, so the bridge didn't mean shit at a certain point.
How do you fill a bridge with water from floor to ceiling?
Control water. It just raises the level of the water to whatever level you want. and I was the GM, so I wanted the water to go all the way to the ceiling. So there was no surface to the water. It was just a big old aquarium with two sides. One side with half the party, the other side with the other half the party, and maybe one guy in the middle in the water.
It was definitely an interesting situation.
I just don't consider a bridge to have a ceiling.
Well,
indoor
so
bridge.
You can take these bridges and cover them?
Bridges in a room.
Why is there a bridge in a room?
It was a rope bridge, and it was just...
in like a dungeon. Haven't you ever seen like Indiana Jones? Yeah. It's
kind of like a cavern.
Uh-huh.
I mean, also, covered bridges are a thing.
No, no, no.
No, they're not.
That's just a tunnel. It's a tunnel on stilts.
Denied.
Tunnel on stilts. Well, anywho, if we are going to finish this combat within the next year, we might want to just kind of jump back into it, huh? Yeah?
Yes.
Do it.
Do it. Well, why don't we go to the map? Here we are, back outside the gatehouse leading to Schloss Karamark. There are a few dead troll hounds outside of the gatehouse here, right on the edge of a 200-foot cliff with a roaring waterfall at the bottom of it. There is one troll hound, unconscious but still regenerating. The troll boss is still atop the gatehouse, raining down crossbow bolts. One troll lay dead, while two more are still fighting on the lower level. One of them is glued to the floor inside the gatehouse by a tanglefoot bag, while a number of little gobos are just kind of fucking with them. Well, you don't know what they're doing in there.
Can we see what they're doing in there?
Not from where you're standing, you can't see in there, but I think you did see at one point that they were kind of biting on their ankles and fucking with them. Maybe they're just trying to get him out of the goo. Who knows? And it looks like now we're at the top of round 8. And is it Sidriel's turn or... Oh, wait, did he...
Are we at the top of round 8 or did we finish the last episode with Sid casting Fireball? Because I'm seeing in the chat the last thing that was put up there was me rolling damage for Fireball.
That does look like what happened, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm also wondering if that killed the little unconscious dog over here.
There's just no way to tell, Wes. Sorry. There's no record of it. We may never know.
It looks like he is not quite dead yet.
Okay, but no trolls are regenerating this turn.
Correct.
On account of the fire.
Indeed. For the rest of this turn, anyhow. And as the flame clears, this troll in the doorway who isn't stuck wipes off some rubble and some singed clothing, and he is angry, and he is coming right for Sidriel.
God damn it.
Rude.
And it's not what I need.
He tracks to the source of that big old fireball that burnt him and his buddies, and he moves right up to you. And he is going to... Oh, dang. I should have read that stat block. He gets right up on you, and he is going to get on all fours and lash out with a bite.
Wes, be careful. John just read the stat block.
Well, good thing his combat just started, so, you know, he'll have all that ready.
Or maybe a claw. No, yeah, he'll do a bite.
I like the sound of John just talking to himself in the background over that.
He gets on all fours, lashes out with his toothy maw, and he rolls a natural 1.
Ooh, that tooth is looking mighty loose.
Oh yeah, his teeth all fall out.
And does a 22 confirm?
I'm gonna say no.
Alright, well, it does not confirm a fumble, but it does not hit either. And it looks like up next we have Flora...
Correct. I am up next. And as a cavalier, I can do things.
I don't know about that.
On my turn, usually while riding upon my dog... I'm sorry, I'm stalling while I got Hero Lab open. Okay.
You don't say.
look at that beautiful charge line.
Yeah, it's all set up.
Tell us more about being a cavalier. What's life like as a cavalier?
You know, it's literally life in the fast lane. You know, like you're always running as fast as you can. Kind of wish I could, I had like a trample or something right now. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Don't have that though.
No.
We've got some map measurements going on here.
That's a boulder.
Trying to line up a charge.
I can't.
So that boulder doesn't necessarily have to be that size. I drew that boulder. That's not John's boulder. That's my boulder.
Looks a little bit bigger than 10 feet, too. But what do I know?
Funny enough, you drew it to exact specifications.
What did I do to it?
You drew it accurately.
Drew it.
You drew it.
Okay.
You drowed it.
Obviously.
That line you just made right there works.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that works. I'm going for the big guy, right? I'm not trying to finish off the little dude.
Yeah, I think taking on the big guy is the right choice.
That's what I was thinking. Okay, so I'm going to do that. Let me turn all my buttons on.
You don't think it's going to hit that boulder there?
Let's grab the line tool.
I'm holding the line tool. I'm going through two squares that are not boulder. Whoop, what is that?
How do we flip this around?
That's lightning bolt tool.
There's a lightning bolt.
Well, because it's not that it one. So lines in on a square grid, like, are weird how they work.
Sure.
Like, uh-huh.
So you can essentially do like these two squares, those three squares, those three squares, those what? Three squares. Yeah, I don't know how to like flip this.
Templates.
Now, fortunately, that line's not actually long. We'll need a longer line than that, actually. So let's grab this line.
Aha!
And there's other angles you can do, right? Like, they don't have to be exactly that orientation. Like, there's this one.
See, it totally works, John.
Lightning bolt Zeke.
So that one wouldn't. Let's try this one.
There, that one works, see?
Boom. Perfect charge lane. That is, by definition, a line, and it does not pass through any obstacles or any occupied spaces.
This artwork was purchased from Ryan Siegler.
Yeah, yeah. These beautiful, beautiful lightning bolts.
Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you, Ryan.
That's our guy, Briny. He designed our logo with Rachel, and he's got these cool...
It's like a set of grid templates for spells.
Yeah. We'll put it in Discord or something.
All right. I'll allow it.
You better. Okay.
I'll allow it, but only because the rules say it's allowed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay. D20. That's an 8. Which is a 23 to hit.
That's gonna hit.
Nice.
Do you have a calculator?
No, shut up.
You do have a calculator.
Shut
I was
up.
Giving you... I was giving you props.
You were.
So much. And then I find out you're cheating?
Wow.
Meg.
7 plus 15. That's 22 damage.
Oh, I'm so unimpressed.
That's okay, because I'm definitely striving to impress Surratt with everything I do. That's what
I thought you were
going for.
Oh, whatever.
All right.
There, I hit him. I did a thing.
And a solid hit from Flora.
So Flora and Daisy charge past Stormak and between Cid and this troll, and she gets a lance hit in along the way. Nice.
Yeah.
Bullseye.
She threaded that needle.
And then Flora rides right by and keeps on moving. Daisy trudging up mud. And you get 80 feet with a charge, don't you?
Yeah, so I can go wherever the hell I want. I think I might,
Well, you'd have to continue in a straight line.
Right, no, yeah.
Yeah.
Within reason. Yeah, within my straight line. There, I go further than that, just in case.
All right. Ouch.
Deal with it.
Awesome charge, as this troll is looking pretty wounded.
Daisy barks as a free action.
Daisy's barks bellow out, and perhaps she motivates this group of goblins inside the gatehouse that is just starting to climb up all over the troll that is in there, stuck with the Tanglefoot bag. And they're just climbing up his haunches and biting on his legs. And he is mildly annoyed. Ezekiel Cain, it's your turn.
All right, Ezekiel Cain, standing to the direct left of Sid after he called fire in the hole, sees Flora whiz by on Daisy poking this ogre or troll? I thought it was ogres. Trolls?
Troll.
Troll.
Troll. Okay, this troll. I am going to studied action, or study foe. He looks up this troll, sees where the lance hit him, and is going to study.
All right.
And then I'm going to 5 foot step to the north. Is that where I want to be? Or do I want to be... He will... this is probably a super bad idea, but I'm going to do it anyway, because this is what heroes do.
Yeah, hero shit.
I'm going to 5 foot step to the north... east in front of Sid and say, your problem is with me. And I'm gonna stab. Here we go. Oh, that's probably not gonna do it. 16 to hit, which I don't think hits. 16?
Oof. Yeah, unfortunately for him, his AC is 16.
Oh, whoo. I mean, he is pretty big.
Pretty big.
All right, I'm gonna do the thing that everybody hates. That's a D6 plus 4 plus 3.
Nice.
Which is seven damage.
Wait, how could a d6 plus 4 plus 3 be 7 damage?
Because a d...
1 plus 2 plus 2 plus
it's
1
three,
plus 1.
It's,
how many numbers?
Well, yeah, there's one in the chandelier and one in the singing telegram.
Even then it'd be 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 1.
well, a d6 with a 4 plus 3 plus 1... Oh, is 8. Yeah, you're right. Wait, oh, okay. No, it's a d6 plus 4, which is 7, plus 3 is 10.
Are you sure?
You guys, stop being mean to Surratt.
Surratt, I'm not proud of at all.
It's fucking 10 damage. Shut up. It's not that hard. He's gonna live.
Do you have a calculator?
Clearly
no,
not.
No, but you do. Clearly.
All right. Well, we could cut the tension with a knife. Good. Go to the North Studios.
I'm too busy chewing my food.
This troll hound begins to regenerate a little.
Liar!
Oh, yeah, you know, you're right. No regeneration this turn.
But you're saying that this unconscious prone troll hound is still alive. Just not conscious.
Correct. He's not quite dead.
Would he have taken damage from the fireball?
Oh, he did.
I think that's what made him unconscious.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was the one that ran up and bit you last turn. Or tried to bite you. I don't remember if it hit or not.
Yeah, so while he's not quite dead, he is not regenerating for this round.
Okay, so Stormak looks down at this nearly dead troll hound. And then he looks up at this troll. And while just locked eyes with the troll, he brings down the warhammer upon the troll hound. Two-handed. 23 to hit for 8 bludgeoning.
And that puts this hound down for good.
Very Kill Bill.
And Stormak heals 1 point of damage.
Just like a troll. You ever wonder if Stormak might be a troll?
And then, John, he's going to move. He's going to move.
Okay, I see your game.
Let's see. Yep. It's very clear. He's going to move 20 feet up around this troll, getting himself kind of in the pathway of the door, and also giving Zeke flanking.
Well, and, all right. And you flanking.
Well, yeah, ultimately.
It's a mutual flank.
Yes, we are together. You and I are flanking this troll, Surratt. This is our troll now.
Look at me.
I am the troll now.
Wait.
And of course, John, this provokes an attack of opportunity from the troll.
And he does blindly take a swing. goes wide, misses completely.
All right. Yeah, he tries, he whiffs, and Stormak just, like, jumps over him and kicks him in the arm as he does so. That's a 21 to hit. This is an unarmed strike.
All right, that'll hit.
That's 5 bludgeoning damage. Magical bludgeoning.
You slam a solid hit into this massive troll, and he's hurt, but still standing. And up next is the big boss troll up top. He just finished reloading his massive fuck-off crossbow, and he's going to take aim at Stormak, who is circling around his best boy like a hungry cat.
I don't know why, but massive fuck-off crossbow is really funny.
I think that was John's wrestling name.
Stormak's aware of this guy. Stormak looks over his shoulder and sees this guy. Is this one? This is your best boy?
He had to hire him as a... Before you get to Coxswain.
Alright, here comes the pain. That's a natural 20.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and confirming it with a natural 19. Let's fucking go. That's a 26 total.
26 hits, yeah.
All right, that's going to be 10 plus 12 is 22 damage. Ouch.
See, he does it too. Fuck you, Meg.
So this massive fuck-off crossbow bolt comes flying down and just pierces right into your back fats.
My back muscle.
All right, yeah, he yells out some curses in giant, and we go back to the gatehouse. These goblins are just fucking with this big troll who's stuck in the tanglefoot bag, and they don't seem to be bothering him very much. It's his turn, though, and I think he's just gonna keep trying to break free.
Yeah, he is. DC 17 strength check, or by dealing 15 points of damage to the goo with a slashing weapon. Up to you.
Yeah, he'd probably be doing damage to it if he was a little bit smarter, but he's just trying to pull his legs out with brute force. Alright, that's going to be a strength check. Ooh, dirty 20. Let's go. He rips his legs out of this sticky glue-like substance, and he kicks off a couple of these goblins, and he comes charging out the door with a mighty roar. Roar! And that's gonna bring us back to the top of the round with Master Sidriel. What do you got, Sid?
Okay, Sid is going to take a 5-foot step to the southwest to start letting some arrows fly.
Yeah, yes.
So, rapid bonk. First one's coming for the troll right in front of me. That's a 26 to hit.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
That big old gravity bow damage. Max damage. That is 13 points of bonk damage.
Oh, hell yeah. Good shot, Sidriel. That just flies true and finds purchase right between the eyes. The troll goes cross-eyed and then falls back with a crash.
Nice.
Yeah, and he will regenerate. So keep hitting him. But for now, I am going to take my next shot at the one that is standing up. Straight behind that one.
Not dead, but...
No.
Hurt.
Yes.
Damaged.
Yeah.
That is going to be a 14, I think, to hit. Yeah, 14.
Yeah, unfortunately, a 14 is not going to do it.
Wes, most of these other trolls and trollhounds, when they go unconscious, they get a sleepy face. But John has given this one a ninja mask, so be careful. He might be pretending to be down. He might,
he's sneaky, sneaky.
He might actually...
The old feign death.
Yes, yes. Be careful.
All right. Damn, players always figuring out my puzzles. Right. It is this goblin's turn, who runs up and tries to close this massive door. And it is just a little too heavy for him to do by himself. And then you see this troll is still unconscious, but maybe out of the corner of your eye, you see that arrow right between his eyes start to pink, 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 poke back out. Little bit by little bit. And up next is Flora.
Okay. So what I'm gonna do, Flora's gonna, like, she kind of sets herself in her seat and says, I'm gonna hit the big guy and, you know, sort of let you know what her plan is. And she is sharing her tactician feat.
Oh, okay.
Which is distracting charge.
Nice.
And if I use the charge action and hit, you all get a +2 bonus on your next attack roll against that target.
Pretty cool.
So you have to let me charge him first, and then you all get +2. So I yelled that to give you guys all my feet, and then I'm going to go, actually.
I like it. You're calling your shot.
I'm going to hit the big guy, Babe Ruthin' it, with the lance.
Super cool.
Yeah, she's pointing with one hand and holding the lance in the other.
I love it.
She's
hell yeah.
Riding across the field.
Nice.
I think I'm going to go here. She's going north so that she can line up to hit this new guy that's coming out.
All right.
Poor, poor new guy.
And I have to hit him before you guys get the +2.
All right. Good round from Flora. Setting up some future havoc with a little bit of coordinated efforts and teamwork, which is exactly what it's taking for these goblins to get together and get this big old door closed. But with enough of them all pulling at once, they get it shut.
No, they do not. Come on.
Sure, why not? Didn't actually take 4 of them. I just did that for fun.
John has a little chorus line of these goblins all lined up at the door, and now he's closed the door.
But they're not going to get it barred. They can't even reach the bar.
Sure they could. The 3 of them could.
Stacked what, on top of each other?
Totem pole style, baby.
No, no, no. And holding a bar to put it into some locks? I want to see you do that.
I'd like to see where in the rules it says they can't.
Well, in my rules, they can't.
Well, one of them could do it by the rules. Also, as small creatures, that would mean that Flora couldn't do it either. You ready to have that pendulum swing both ways?
Ain't no rule that says goblins can't bar a door.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
All right. And would you look at that? It's Ezekiel Cain's turn next.
Ezekiel Cain will administer 1 rapier poke to the same spot that he had done so a second ago before to the troll that is directly in front of me. I rolled, but I hit for sure.
You could coup de grace him.
I could, but that's a full round action, and I have to do something else.
Fair enough.
And so a 20 is going to hit his unconscious downed AC, I imagine. Okay, so I'm going to do this first one, which is 11 points of damage.
All right.
And then I'm going to use my studied strike against him, because he is my studied foe, for an additional 2d6. So 11 plus 5 is 16, plus another 2 is 18 damage total.
All right. Yeah, you're just perforating this pincushion of a troll.
And then in his free hand, Ezekiel Cain is going to draw a wand out of his belt pouch.
Ooh.
That did it for you, huh?
It did it for him. And then I'm going to take a 5-foot step, and that's my turn.
All right, solid round from Zeke. And that's going to be Stormac up next, it looks like.
Let's see. I can't let this guy move. I can't let this guy move out of Flora's charging lane here. I'm going to give myself one hit point and love it.
Nice.
I'm very bloody, but I'm getting better. We just got to stretch this combat out for another, like, 40 rounds, and I'll be tip-top. So, Stormak looks down at this prone, unconscious, probably regenerating troll between him and Zeke, and just turns away from it to the next troll. With his back to this door, it just closed on him. Stormak is going to... walk up, just stroll, just not a 5 foot step. He's going to begin a movement. He gets right up next to this troll and just strolls in front of the troll.
Troll.
Yep. Walks 15 feet up around this troll to get himself to where he thinks he might offer some distraction, some flanking for Flora.
All right, and he's going to try and take a chunk out of your shoulder. That's going to be a 22 to hit.
That's not going to do it. And Stormak is going to headbutt the guy's hand as he, or no, the guy, the troll tried to bite him. He's going to headbutt the guy in the mouth. Here's an arm strike, headbutt.
I'm going to lose some teeth.
That's a 15 to hit.
Oof. Unfortunately, that would miss if it were not still entangled for one round from the Tanglefoot bag. He's still got some goopy glues stuck to his feet. He's moving a little slow.
All right, nice. Minimal damage, 3 damage. And then the Warhammer comes in. He tries to just, like, slam this guy in the gut with his Warhammer two-handed. That's a 20 to hit for almost minimal 8 damage.
Yeah. Whoa! You hit that guy right in the gut. And he feels it. Anything else from Stormak?
He's just right up next to the wall. He's on the east side of this troll. Flora's on the west side of this troll. And things look good.
All right, solid. And it looks like Big Boss Troll is up next. He grabs a big street lamp-sized crossbow bolt. That's a little exaggerative, but he starts loading it into his big fuck-off crossbow. And it's another troll up next. The freshly head-butted and gut-tapped troll down by you guys is going to do a full attack. So he is unhappy. And I'm realizing for the first time tonight that he has a little ability called Rend, which means if he hits you with at least 2 of these attacks in a full attack, it deals another d6 plus 7 automatic damage. Let's see what he's got.
Uh-oh.
Sounds scary.
That's pretty bad.
All right, here we go. That's a netty 19 for a 27 to hit with his bite.
That'll hit.
For 12 damage. And then claw coming at ya. That's a netty 16 for a 24.
Yep, that hits.
For 11 damage. Ouch.
All right, well, Stormak goes unconscious.
One more claw attack. And if this one hits, the rend damage comes in. Would not be good for an old Stormak. All right, that's an 11 to hit. And I think that's going to miss.
That's right, it does. Nice. And that rule there... excluding the bite from the rend, probably saves Stormak's life.
Now, does an 11 hit Stormak's unconscious, helpless AC?
Well, let's take a look here.
Because you're not wearing any armor, right?
You had some mage armor on, didn't you?
Yeah, it wouldn't hit. With the
I do so yeah. I do have mage armor and I do have some natural armor as well.
Alright, so it still doesn't hit. Just check it.
That's right.
Jones out for blood tonight.
He's gotta get a win every once in a while and he figures this is his chance.
Alright, and that brings us to the top of round 11 with Mr. Sidriel.
Do we make sure this close troll stays dead or try to knock out the other troll?
Por que no los dos?
Because I can either cast Acid Splash or I can attack with my bow. I can't do both.
What about, you got a Harrow card?
Oh yeah, those are things that are in this game. Unfortunately, no. I don't have a Harrow card that is going to let me get some extra actions in here. Unless I recall Fireball, which might be the play here.
Give me one turn. I think we can do it.
Hang on, I'm just trying to do some measurements here. Can I cast Fireball without killing us all?
What if you moved it up in the air above him to hit his boss? And down to him.
There we go. Now I can.
You know what I mean? What if you cast it way up in the air so it hits his boss, but it also hits the top of his head without hitting Stormak?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was trying to find some configuration where I could make sure this troll down here dies so we don't have to keep dealing with it.
Oh, there you
but
go.
I don't see that. That would. I'm not going to blow up
no,
Stormak.
No, no. Yes. Yeah. Yes, there
yeah,
you go.
I don't think that's the play. Well, it was either blow up Stormak or blow up Daisy. And Flora, but I don't think that's the
they're
play here.
Health, they'll be fine.
We are not actually.
They'll be fine.
No, we're all pretty injured. Okay, I'm just gonna make sure this troll's dead and then try to get some damage in next turn. But yes, it's just gonna cast Acid Splash, make sure this troll stays down. Does that do the deed?
It does indeed.
And then Sid's going to 5 foot step up to the northwest, kind of behind this boulder, getting ready to draw some arrows, and that's all he's got at the moment.
All right. Good shit. That troll stops regenerating and living altogether. And it looks like Flora's up next, who is undoubtedly ready to charge and attack Stormak. What do you got, Flora?
Yes, I'm going to charge Stormak. No, I...
With my healing lance!
Yeah. Let me turn all of my fancy things on. Charging, mounted.
Sorry you can't turn flanking on.
It's okay. You tried your best. 18.
And 18 is gonna hit...
Ooh, is it? Oh, awesome. Okay. That's 26 damage.
Ooh, solid damage.
Sorry, where did I say I'm going? Over here. Yeah, I'm gonna go there.
Ooh, 3d6 damage. That's just because you're charging?
Yeah.
And then plus 15 to hit?
Yeah.
You have the same 2-hit bonus as you do your damage bonus? Brutal.
Apparently, yep.
Oof, disgusting.
And then you...
Nice called shot.
Ran out of combat.
Yeah, Flora just keeps running all the way home.
That triggers your guys' plus twos for this guy.
Distracting charge.
Plus two attack bonus?
To hit.
Okay. You're really passing the torch to me, huh? To try to save this thing that you are probably...
Yeah.
I am fucking... pretty worthless. Okay.
Well, it's Zeke's turn.
All right. As a move action, Ezekiel Kane really enjoyed the charge the last time and the way that that worked. He studies right where she hit him with the lance again.
She got him in the face to distract him.
He studies it again, right where her lance penetrated its flesh, and he is going to study target as a move action. He's also going to use that wand of Cure Light Wounds that he drew last round on himself for 8 healing.
Right, solid. You needed that, didn't you?
I definitely did. And that is... I'll take a 5-foot step to the north towards the troll and yell at him, "You can't kill us all, troll! Come and get me!"
Are you trying to intimidate him?
I'm trying to... Well...
Shake him?
I don't... John, put your earmuffs on for a second. Or, you know, take your core... Or I could just wait until your headphones fuck up again. Won't take that long. My plan is to draw him away from Stormak, which I hope that I just did. He's not very smart. I assume that he will come towards me. As opposed to...
Call him ugly.
Yeah.
Call him ugly.
I thought I did. Maybe not.
No, you just said you can't kill us all. That's not a good threat. That's like, oh god, you're killing us, but you can't get all of us.
Yeah, go back to your calculator.
Damn. Right. Looks like up next we've got Senior Stormak.
All right, well, Stormak doesn't do anything other than heal one hit point.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to tell you a little bit about that.
Tell me.
In the Inquisitor class, it says starting at first level, an Inquisitor can pronounce judgment upon his foes as a swift action. Starting when the judgment is made, the Inquisitor receives a bonus or special ability based on the type of judgment made. At first level, an Inquisitor can use this ability once per day. The Inquisitor must participate in the combat to gain these bonuses if he is, and then there's this list of conditions. Unconscious is one of them. It says if he is unconscious or otherwise prevented from participating in the combat, the ability does not end, but the bonuses do not resume until he can participate in the combat again. But then we've got this list of all the different judgments, and healing judgment, which is what I've got going right now, says the Inquisitor is surrounded by a healing light, gaining fast healing 1. This causes the Inquisitor to heal 1 point of damage each round as long as the Inquisitor is alive. And the judgment lasts. So that's it.
Yeah, it kind of contradicts the other ruling. Which one, sometimes more specific one, overrides the more general one, usually?
So, John, I guess the counter argument would be, why would only that judgment have that particular phrasing if all of them turned off, came back on as long as you were alive?
All right, that's a good point. I'll buy it. I'll buy that for $1.
Alright, sold. Moving on. That's my turn.
Alright, big boss man upstairs is freshly reloaded his big fuck off crossbow, and he is scanning for a target. I'm gonna roll a D3. That's Daisy. Not who I wanted to hit, per se.
You might not hit Daisy.
That's a natural 20.
All right,
rolling to confirm. Oh, it's going to be a 24 to confirm against Daisy's doggy AC.
Yeah.
Mounted combat?
I mean, we can try.
You can certainly try. It's going to be... You're going to have to hit a 27 or higher.
Yeah. Okay, I'll try. Where's my...
Can you hit a 27?
If I got a 20.
Yeah, plus 7?
But he got a 20.
Dude, where's my ride?
No, I have a plus 10. Like, it's possible. Let's see.
Yeah, 17 or higher.
16.
Oh man, so close. All right. Oof. Double damage coming out. Is it times? No, it's double damage from a large size heavy crossbow.
This is not good news.
Oof, all right. That is 48 damage coming at you.
48 damage?
No, 4d8.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I almost had a heart attack.
Ooh, that would have, no. All right, here we go. Okay. That's just about half that, though, for 23 damage coming at Daisy with a big-ass crossbow bolt.
Ooh. Daisy is looking not good.
Holy shit.
All right. Well, this guy raises his fist up in celebration. And reaches for another crossbow bolt, perhaps. And then we're looking at the troll down on the ground that just took out Stormak, oblivious to the fact that Stormak is regenerating, much unlike himself.
Yeah, roll a heal check, foe.
No, he does. He's dumb. He's not paying attention to you. He thinks he killed you. But what he is going to do is he's going to search for his next target, and I think he's going to charge at Zeke.
I don't think you can charge through difficult terrain, but yes.
It's not difficult terrain unless the body is bigger than you.
Or the same size.
I don't think that's true. Ryan, have I been doing it wrong? I don't think so.
I know that a body that's a corpse that's larger than you is difficult terrain, but...
Alright, well that's good for us in terms of charging then. You hear that, Meg? Take notes.
Larger than me? You mean everything?
Larger than Daisy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, larger than Daisy. So she could charge through the troll hound corpse, but not the troll corpse. Now, this troll is going to charge through the troll corpse onto Zeke for... it's going to be a 23 to hit with charging.
Oh, yeah. That'll work.
Oh, max damage. That's 13 damage.
Ouchie, ouchie.
Heavy giant feet stomping as he runs up and just slices right into your armor.
Okay. Wow. Ouch.
And we are back to Sidriel Azenray. What do you got, Sid?
Well, shit. All I can do is try to take him down. So we will dump a couple arrows at him. And if I remember correctly, I get a +2 to hit because Laura charged him last turn.
Yes.
Indeed.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Okay. First arrow coming in. That is a 23 to hit.
A 23 will hit.
Or, oof, 4 points damage.
Ugh.
Second arrow coming in.
Nat oh my one, god.
Of
no.
course, why not? For the nat one to confirm.
No!
Oh dear. Oh no. Are you still rolling for
I'm just trying to keep it rolling.
24 to confirm the confirmation.
To confirm the confirmation.
No!
Alright, you know, it's been a while since we've been with the classic bowstring break. But it is quicker for you to do it now since you've gotten better at it, I guess. It's a standard action to fix it instead of a full round like it used to be.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I guess I'm gonna then 5-foot step back behind this boulder and rethink my life choices.
Alright, and it looks like Miss Flora is up next.
She's going to do what she's good at.
Charge again. Charge again.
Absolutely doing that, yes. Okay, so she is going to, even though Daisy is barely hanging on, we are going to charge right past this guy and hit him as we go.
All right, classic Flora.
That is a 27 to hit.
Yeah, that's gonna miss.
Liar.
In my dreams!
And 22 damage.
Holy cow. Yeah, that's gonna take him out.
Thank God.
Whew. Alright.
Alright, one by one, you are taking these guys out. And it is Zeke's turn next.
So Sid will say to Zeke, like, you can try to keep that one down. I'll try to handle the one up on the tower.
Okay. I mean, this is all bad, but it would be better to get rid of this troll in case he decided to get back up, or do I just die in the process?
If you get over to the wall, can you heal Stormak without putting yourself in, like, the way of this guy's arrows?
Well, he's going to be reloading this turn, so he won't be able to fire this turn.
Okay.
No, he.
So we got.
Oh yeah, you're right. Because he fired last turn, so he'll reload this turn. Yeah. That's so
we
smart.
We have a moment's reprieve.
Maybe we should all get in there under the eave.
But we have to get so this troll under his con and acid splashed this turn, which could happen. Sorry, we're metagaming this.
Well, Sid just told you he's not going to acid splash in this turn. He's going to try to handle the guy up on the tower.
Handle the guy up top?
Yeah, so that, like, right now he's reloading. Let me make sure he can't shoot us again once he finishes reloading.
Oh, okay.
At least I'm going to try.
I mean, I was going to say if we all scurry into shelter, we can kind of regroup a little bit while he can't physically shoot us with something.
Yes. Whatever. Okay. Handle that guy. Yeah, okay. So I am going to... I'm going to move past him. If he is down and unconscious, I am going to move past this guy. 5, 10, 15, 20 feet to the north to be next to Stormak, and I am going to stab him one time.
Stormak?
No. No.
Yeah, I'll put a stop to that fast healing.
I'm gonna stab the troll who's down.
Yep, stab that troll.
I'm pretty sure that'll hit. That's a 15 with his unconscious downed AC to melee, right? That'll play.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Big time.
Oh, yeah, that's fucking max damage. 13 points of damage, and then I'm going to stack another 2d6 on top of that.
Why not?
For another...
Sure, just for fun.
13 plus 11 is going to be 24 total.
Heal through that, asshole.
I'm going to start doing that.
Just stack some d6s on it.
Just stack an extra 2d6 on there.
I used my studied strike. All right. It's in the rules, all right? Goblins can bar doors. I can just stack 2d6s. It's fine.
I'm just going to start healing myself for a hit point every turn.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you. Whatever. And then I am going to... Then I'm just going to stand there, actually. I'm going to see what happens.
What?
That's the end of my turn. I don't want to burn this hero card yet. I feel like this hero card would be very handy in a second and not right now. Sorry. That's the end of my turn.
All right. And then it looks like Stormak is up next.
Stormak.
Do you heal another hit point?
Heals another hit point.
All right. Putting the pieces back together again.
That's right.
All right. Exciting run from Stormak. And you hear from up top the ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk of the massive crossbow being reloaded. He's just cranking it up there. All right. Now, the troll downstairs heals another hit point in vain. He's at, like, negative 31 now. Spoilers. And... top around 12, we're back to Mr. Sidriel Azenray.
All right, here goes nothing.
Sorry, real quick, the troll downstairs, that's what John's upstairs neighbors used to call him.
Yeah, I never told him my name.
Sorry. It's too easy.
Sid.
Sid is going to step around this.
Hold on,
sorry.
Buddy. So,
I'm going to let you finish, but...
This is where I think this hero card should go. This hero card will grant you an extra standard action. So I think it's better in your hands than it is in my hands, so I want to play it now.
I will take that extra standard action.
Nice.
Sid is going to step around this boulder, and he is going to throw a glitter dust up on that dude on top of the tower.
Ooh, nice.
That is going to be a DC 17 will save.
All right. You know, that's his best save, right?
I severely doubt that.
He's got a wisdom of 9.
I love that you just have, like, pockets full of glitter bombs that you can just, like, chuck at people.
No, yeah. It's a spell. It just, like,
cha-cha-cha.
Just appears. It's beautiful. It's like an emote in Fortnite.
It's beautiful like an emote in Fortnite. And your love letters must be on point. That is a 17.
Yay.
So, I use my hero card to regain a spell slot, or spell that I have cast today.
Nice.
And I regain my glitter dust.
There you go.
And I use my extra standard action, and I glitter dust him again.
There you go. All right. So, here's another. That is a 14.
Good use.
Total or on the die?
Total.
Oh, he is blind.
Yeah, 90-11.
Good use. The hero card that I played was called the Brass Dwarf, and I feel like it gave us a chance to save Stormak.
Very clutch. Good shit, Sid. And Zeke, good teamwork. Alright, so he is enshrouded by a glittery cloud of bullshit. Enclouded, even. And he's blinded by the light. Meg?
I'm not doing it.
Meg, you've been noticeably non-musical lately.
Yeah.
Maybe she's trying to quit.
That's sad.
Trying to quit. No. You know, the mood. The mood doesn't take you sometimes.
It's like smoking. It's hard to quit. Gets me real angry.
Is that comparable?
All right. Sidriel, is that all your actions?
And then some.
All right. Solid round from Sid. Flora is up next.
Correct. So this guy on the ground is not dead?
No, against all natural order, he is alive.
If you want to poke him again, it wouldn't hurt. Unless he has something better to do.
He was at negative 37. I think we're going to be okay.
Yeah, but just for good measure, I'm still going to charge him. Still going to do it. I just might not charge past him quite so far. 14. That is 29 to hit.
Oh, I don't know. Let me check my notes here. Yeah, that's going to hit. And that's your damage.
Mm.
Okay.
That's lovely. And that's 29 damage.
Dear God.
Meg, you've made a pile of trolls here.
Yes. I don't think I killed them all.
You just doubled his negative hit points. Then some.
Yeah, I made sure he was extra dead.
Yet somehow, he's still alive.
Oh, wait, no, I probably would have had to stop like there.
You can go through my square. If you can charge and it's not difficult terrain, you can charge past me.
No, you can't.
I don't think I can charge through you, though.
Nope.
Yeah. Sure you can.
No.
No, I can't. No, I can't.
Oh.
I cannot charge
not
through
unless
a friend,
I'm unconscious.
Or I would have been doing that this whole time.
Only if I'm unconscious can you do
that. And we're there. Well, Zeke, it's your turn. Would you like to go unconscious?
No. So underneath this door, I was looking over at the upper view of this floor. It's not covered in between the door and where he's standing on top of that crenellated tower. Right? It's not like I get cover for being underneath there.
Yeah, I think he could point right down at you. Well, he's also, you know, blind.
Okay, I'm gonna move around.
You're right where you want to be. You're right next to Stormak with a wand of cure wounds in hand.
Yeah.
Well, drag Stormak around the corner.
He's not going to hurt you. He's going to hurt me. You're dead.
Well, he's blind right now.
Exactly. Oh, you're right.
Right, so heal Stormak.
Why? I want to heal myself. Healing Stormak.
Right, but if you heal Stormak, Stormak could get up and then heal you. And then we have more people for action economy.
Or you could wait 3 more rounds and then I'll be back to 1 hit point.
Yeah, that's fine. You might be at 1 hit point after this anyway. Okay, I'll reach out. He will reach out with his healing lance. Diminutive healing lance is what I call wands of cure light now.
Okay. Size small.
And he's gonna try this and see how it works. Okay, that's pretty good. 5 on D8 plus 1 is 6 for you, Stormak.
Perfect, dude.
Stormak springs to life.
Yes.
Did we win?
And it's his turn. Unless there's anything else from Zeke.
Hey, yeah, hold on. Jeez, man. My God.
Well, I don't know. I thought you did a move in a standard.
No.
Oh, you're already standing there. My bad.
Did that door that the goblins closed open inwards?
Um,
I feel like it would open outwards.
So how did they close it with a troll standing in the way?
Maybe it would open it both ways.
You can't open both ways, bro.
One of those double hinges.
Big ass saloon doors.
Think of every front door you've ever had in your life. Do they ever?
Well, no. It's like a two-sided double door.
What? Like a pocket door?
Wait, a door that has two sides? I don't understand,
John.
Also,
if the bar to work properly, the doors would have to open in.
Yeah, exactly.
And the bar prevents them from being pushed in.
Exactly. So, but they wouldn't. So, if it opened inward, they could close it. I'm just wondering.
Oh, yeah, fine, sure. Inward.
Inward seems like a waste of space, but I see what their point is.
Oh, John.
Point is, it's closed and barred.
Look at your own front door right now.
No.
Does your own front door open in or out? I guarantee you it opens in, right?
Yes.
Why is this?
It's not the front door of a house. It's a giant gate to a castle.
So Ezekiel Cain moves around Stormak, who comes up. He looks down at Stormak, and he says, Stormak, be ready. Oh, that's not his voice. Sorry. Stormak, be ready.
Oh, because Ozel. All right, now it's Stormak's turn.
All right, he looks around. He sees his friends. He sees no active enemies. And sure, why not, Meg? He looks around. He says, "Did we win?"
Almost.
And he stands up and picks up his warhammer. It's probably his entire turn.
All right.
But we're still under fire from this crossbow, so whether Stormak knows it or not, we're still in combat. I'm gonna give him one more hit point.
Yeah, I mean, he was up there shooting the last time you saw him.
Yeah, he looks up there to make sure and sees. All right,
he's all covered right, in fucking neon pink dust. Should be pretty damn easy to see him.
Oh yeah, he's glistening in the sun and blind, no doubt. And I'm thinking he could get away with even blind, since his crossbow's already loaded, just pointing it right where he last saw Sidriel shoot him with this glitter dust, and take a pot shot with a miss chance. That's going to be a 19 to hit.
Okay, yeah, 19 hits. Roll that miss chance.
That's 50%, right?
Yep.
All right. 52. I think that's gonna do it. And he blindly shoots out and gets a little lucky, shooting at the last place he remembers Sidriel being for 7 damage.
That was a grazing shot.
'Tis but a flesh wound. No problem. Could have been worse, anyhow. The troll on the ground at negative 55. Points is still gurgling. Maybe you see like a little finger 5 feet away start inchworming itself back towards the body.
Your man upstairs gets a saving throw at the end of his turn to not be blinded anymore.
Oh, at the end of his turn?
Yep.
All right, that is an 8. No dice.
He is still blind. So I feel like he might have some difficulty reloading that crossbow, you know? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's probably second nature at this point.
No, he gets a 50% mischance to not find the fucking bolt.
Nice try. Sid's up next.
All right. Well, Sid is going to apply a little acid sploosh to the troll at like negative 700 hit points.
Why is he still alive? What's going on?
Because they don't die until you stop the regeneration.
Oh.
He'll just lay there and slowly heal until he eventually got back up, no matter how far in the negative you put him.
Wow.
Yeah, he's just a puddle of a troll at this point. But now, Sid hits it with an acid splash, and the gurgling stops.
Ew.
And steam rises from his lifeless, puddly corpse. He is dead.
All right, and then Sid is going to hightail it over to the side of the tower as much as he can. Try to go hang out with his companions, figure out what the plan is here.
All right. And how many rounds is he blind for? Is that round per level? Or?
Yeah, round per level, so 6 rounds.
All right, and it looks like Flora is up next. What do you got, Flora?
Flora is going to not run, but very quickly walk Daisy over here and around the corner, pat Stormak on the shoulder and be like, good job, and get Daisy out of the line of fire.
Very nice.
And start digging in her bag for a healing potion, if I have any more.
All right. Sounds good. And Zeke is up next. What do you got, Zeke?
Oh, okay. Dude's still blinded. Zeke's gonna hit himself with that wand for fucking 2 points of healing. Awesome. That is not what I needed. Man, that was super unfortunate D8 roll. Okay, I think that might be it. Ah, all right, yeah.
Right on, a little bit of recovery, and Stormak is up next.
So looking up at this glittery crossbow troll, can he... Where can he hit us? Or where do we have cover from him? Is Flora safe? Is Zeke safe?
Well, you're all kind of safe because...
He's blind.
He's blind, right? But... line of sight wise, if he did have sight, see, Zeke is like right below him. He could just point down over the wall and shoot to where Flora is on the other side of the tower, where he can't see her at all, if he could see.
Okay. Stormak is going to pull out his own wand of Cure Light Wounds. And.
It's a diminutive lance of healing, thank you.
Yeah. So, who among us, John, looks the worst? Someone look extraordinarily beat up?
Well, you do.
That's...
You definitely
look
the
fair.
Worst.
That's fair. Stormak is at... Well, he gains one hit point with the fast healing. And that is going to put him at 6 out of 63.
Oh, yeah.
You are the lowest.
Definitely. And... Yeah.
So he will cast that upon himself. Here we go. That's 4. 4 healing.
Well, better than nothing.
That's right. And that's my turn.
All right. So big boss man upstairs angrily shouting what you can only imagine are expletives in giant throws his crossbow. What do you guys think? What do you think might be damage for throwing a big fuck off crossbow? Super unlikely he'd be able to hit anyone anyways, being blind. So maybe he just drops it down off the side of the tower here.
It's not a weapon to be thrown, so it's an improvised weapon.
He might just toss it angrily.
Maybe he uses it as a melee weapon and smashes himself in the face.
That sounds like a plan.
No, he does not smash himself in the face with it, but he does drop it right off the side of the parapet, or whatever you call it here. Drops it as a free action.
He tells his fuck-off crossbow to fuck off.
Yeah, he fucks it right off the edge here, and it falls down, landing with a huge thud into the dirt right next to Zeke. Maybe it's a little bit scary or something. And then he disappears from sight. Well, he retreats back into the tower, it looks like.
Admit it, nerds. You got a little excited to say, he doesn't disappear, he's got glitter dust on him.
Yeah, no, he moves away from the edge at least. Maybe he's just further towards the center of the roof, or maybe back into the gatehouse.
Stumbling around a tower up there. Hoping he doesn't fall off.
Yeah, he is at risk. But he is out of sight, and I think we'll just stay in initiative, though. We're not quite done with this combat, even though he is not currently in your face attacking you. Let's go to Sidriel. What do you got?
Don't know. Now that you pulled him away, I had a plan, but you fuckered it.
Wahaha, foiled again. What was your plan?
I mean, it wasn't a complex plan. It was shoot him twice and move. But it was still a plan.
It's not the worst plan.
I guess Sid's just kind of going to move around the side of the building here. Okay. We have a second. What do we do now? I'll start rooting through my bag. Like, gotta be an answer in here somewhere.
Alright, using this moment of relative safety to reconsolidate and get shit together, Flora's up next.
Flora's like halfway into her backpack, digging out healing potions. She's like, I don't know, but Daisy is not doing well. Flora finds the potion she was looking for, pulls it out, and has trained Daisy very nicely to open her mouth when a potion bottle comes nearby, so she's going to do that. Here, drink this.
All right, so administering a potion to someone else is a full round action, and I think you dug around and got the potion out last turn, right?
Well, I started digging last round. So last round, I moved around the corner, and then I said I started digging. So I guess that means I used an action to pull it out.
Seems legit.
Is Flora injured too? I'll cast the wand on Daisy next. You can just drink that potion yourself.
I mean, I am, but I'm over half, and Daisy's really low. Oh, okay. So I'd...
Yeah.
I'd rather... Yeah, I'm just going to give it to Daisy. What is this, 1d8?
John, I think that administering it to someone else is a full round. That's when they're unconscious.
Yeah, I'm not sure the rules if they're conscious. Is it specific to unconscious?
I think so. I'm not certain, but if somebody's, like, willing, then I don't know. And it's their turn, too.
Okay, well, she got 8, so I'm going to add 8. She got a 7 plus 1.
Nice.
And then I don't have any plans. I'm waiting for you guys to tell me what to do.
All right, we're moving on to Zeke.
All right, Ezekiel Kane, what does the other side of the door sound like?
Goblins.
Give me a perception.
Sure. Do I hear a strange chittering that I've heard before? Oh, man, that's going to be pretty high. Oh, 19.
All right, yeah, you hear the goblins behind the door chittering and yelling and gnawing on things. You hear some crashing, a little bit of a commotion, and you hear that troll grunting and yelling in giant as well.
Okay. That means that the boss man left from the top of his crenellated tower and is somehow working his way down on the inside of this gate castle, or what did we call it? Guardhouse? You called it something really good.
Gatehouse.
Gatehouse. There we go. Gate castle. Okay.
Castle house.
Castle house. I'm gonna use another charge of this wand on myself. For fucking 4 healing. It's slightly better than last time. And is a perception check just a free action? Or what?
Sure.
Like that listening?
Yeah.
Can I try the door to see if they barred it?
Sure. Yeah, you give it a little jiggle and it does appear to be barred.
Okay. Zeke will yell around the corner. Seems like the little feller that's inside barred the door again. But there's a little bit of a commotion. And that's his turn.
Alright, that'll bring us right around to Stormak.
Stormak will heal 1 hit point.
Classic Stormak.
And tell his allies as he's maneuvering around the corner here to Flora and Sidriel. Stay sharp! That troll's on his way, and the goblins are in there. And that's his move to get over there. He'll cast that wand upon Daisy to try to heal her up some.
Thank you.
That's a 3. That's a 2 on the 8 for a 3 healing.
Maybe we should position off to the east a little bit, because if he comes down out that door, I'll have some room. Flora could charge him. I could shoot him. It'll buy us a little time before he can hit us.
Sounds like a plan.
What?
Get over here!
Speak up! I'm wearing a towel.
I know. Well, Zeke's around the corner. I don't hear any of this shit.
He's like 20 feet away.
around a corner, on a around two, three crenellated walls.
Well, Sid is known for speaking in a booming voice.
Yeah, he's so imposing.
Get out of there, Zeke.
And everybody knows that sound can't travel around corners.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't bend. It's like channeling.
All right, we're back to Sidreal again.
I guess I'm going to follow Sid's plan and position myself off to the east with some distance. Kind of keeping an eye on what's happening on top of the tower, what I can see, keeping an eye on the front of the building. Just trying to be ready for... In fact, speaking of being ready, I guess I'm ready in action to shoot this. If I see the big-ass troll, I'm gonna shoot him.
All right, solid. And Flora, back to you.
So she's gonna follow Zeke. Not Zeke. God damn it, why do I keep calling you that? Sid. She's gonna follow Sid and arrange herself.
Well, I'm just a simple Lippenstadt investigator.
So sorry.
For a day you were.
And if anything comes close enough to attack before she gets a chance to charge, she will do that. Can I say that?
Yeah.
She'll poke it.
Sounds good to me. And back to Zeke.
Shit, everybody... Well, I can't see anybody.
I said get over here.
I can hear a general direction as to where that came from, but I cannot see where you are. I will move. I'll move back. After I heard that, moved over, and ran 20 feet backwards, I will do that. And I will hit myself with one more charge of that delicious, delicious diminutive healing lance. Oh, thank God for max. There we go. 9 healing.
All right. Can't rain all the time.
That's what I needed. Woo!
Yes, sir.
Holy shit, it was looking grim.
And we'll bring it back around to Stormak.
Stormak is going to come down here to the south, point at the ground, and a line going from the door back to Flora, and he'll say, Zeke, you're standing right in Flora's charging path! and he'll move on over next to Sidreal and next to Flora. We're lined up like a firing squad, and Zeke is right in front of us. And
Flora is giving him a very withering look.
What the fuck are you going to charge? The door is barred. I told you this.
Yeah, but what if he comes out?
From a barred door? What, does he have 5 move actions?
Yeah.
And Stormak will cast that wand upon himself. Here's that. That's also max healing. 9 healing.
Nice.
And with a little fast healing on top of that, that's plus 10 for this round.
Very nice. And whether I should or not, I'll tell you right now, we're pretty much just waiting out the duration of this glitter dust, because he is not trying to fight you guys blind. So do with that information what you will. We're back to Sidreal.
Okay. I guess it's going to take a little 5-footer back over here between Stormac and Flora. And do I have anything cool in my bag that I was looking for? Not really. I guess just ready again to shoot if our troll friend comes out.
Alright. Commotion from inside continues. These goblins and that troll don't seem to be getting along from the sound of it. And we're back to Flora.
She will take a very pointed couple of steps to the south to get her angle back.
I was,
even though I'm sure you were planning to move.
I get it.
That
was
fine.
Very dumb, but okay.
Then, why is it dumb?
Well, then you can't ride past him. I was setting you up perfectly.
Sure, I can.
I was gonna.
No, I can still go past him.
Okay.
Like that? Look at that. Perfect.
Look at what?
Oh, you can't see my line. Perfect. See?
Yeah, okay.
I got lots of space.
Sure.
We're good.
But where am I going to stand? No, I'm not.
Wherever you want.
I'm just kidding. Okay.
All right. Flora continues playing with her arrow, lining up a nice charge. And we're back to Zeke.
Zeke will take another charge from the wand. Come on, baby. That's not bad. It's fucking six. And he'll wait to see what happens, I guess. Yeah. He'll stay where he's at.
All right, Stormac.
Stormac extends the wand towards Sidriel, says, "I'm sorry this is so slow," and goes to heal Sid up, so.
Throw the man a bone.
I'll take it.
That's six healing for Sid.
We're so in tune with one another's healing.
We are, all of a sudden. As a move action, he, like, holsters his hammer. He's got, like, a cool hook situation on the side of his belt.
Cool. Cool, cool, cool.
I mean, since you're holding that wand, you could come over here and pop Daisy one more time, but that's, you know, whatever. No pressure.
Yeah.
I'm okay.
I can 5 foot step towards you while holstering the hammer in addition to that. Sure.
All right. And I'll tell you right now, this is the last round before we're back in action. You still hear commotion in the gatehouse, yelling and smashing and cursing in giant. And we're back to Sidriel.
Trot, trot. Sid steps up behind Zeke. Wibbly wavy hands. And Zeke now has Cat's Grace. So that's a plus 4 enhancement bonus
nice.
To your dexterity.
Plus... Hell yeah.
6 minutes.
For what, 5 minutes? 6 minutes?
You nimbly bimbly. Ooh. Like a cat.
Nice. I already got that one built in. That one helps a lot.
Alright, back to Flora.
She's just gonna hang out.
Do you have another potion you could drink?
Not in my hand.
Move action, get it. Standard action, drink it.
Can I?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I'd rather give it to Daisy is the thing, but that would just take so much... Unless I can move action, like, lean forward and get it in her mouth. She's just right there. Can I do that? Come on. I could reach her.
Move action, draw. Standard action, apply. Makes sense. Because she's alive. And you trained her to drink out of a bottle.
Yeah.
All right, I'll tell you what. Give me a handle animal DC 10.
Seriously?
Shit, you probably have more than 10 as a bonus, don't you?
Animal handling. I have a 10.
All right, you're good. Just do it.
Okay. Then I'm just going to give her... Ah, fuck. 3 health. Fine. Whatever. Fucking off-brand.
Getting Big Lots health potions. All right, we're back to Zeke.
All right. Ezekiel Kane will hit himself with a wand one more time. And...
Yeah, it's starting to leave a bruise now.
Well, yes. It,
that's
yes.
good. It means it's healing.
It means it's working. Because I keep calling these diminutive... What did I say? Diminutive healing lance. Can the weapon cord be attached to the wand of Cure Light as opposed to something else? That's not bad. That's another 6 healing.
I don't know. Does the weapon cord description like specify what it can be attached to?
It says a weapon, but it's a diminutive healing lance.
He has been calling it that for several rounds now, John.
And if we were fighting undead, it would be a weapon.
All right, I'll allow it.
All right.
But you can't stop calling it that.
Zeke drops the Dominion of Healing Lance as a free action and gets out a Tanglefoot bag.
Okay.
As his move action.
Cool. And Stormic.
My Stormic hurts.
That word sounds similar to my name. So Stormac is sitting not so pretty at 22 out of 63. Suppose I can...
Yeah, he...
What? Go ahead.
I was going to say heal yourself. No.
All right. Just because you said that, I will. Thank you. Stormac will heal himself with this wand. Charge away. Oh, nice. That's an 8 for a 9.
All right, good shit. And at that moment, the doors to the gatehouse blast open, accompanied by a furious yell by the troll.
They blast open
inward. Well, they would, exactly. They blast in.
It's like a big ass troll.
They fly open.
They blast open backwards. He's breaking the door.
Cinematically.
This troll is pissed off. He's recently unblinded. He kicks the door open outwards. Splinters are flying. The door is busted.
Backwards.
Shaddy, okay. Just roll with it.
I'm on board.
The door's blast open. He comes out very, very agitated, wide-eyed, veins popping in his forehead. Roar! He lets out a string of what you can only imagine are expletives in giant. If you could understand giant, you'd probably blush. And he comes right for you.
How does he do that?
Menacingly.
I mean, okay.
He comes up right to you guys and roars right into Zeke's face, troll spit flying all over his hair and glasses. He's sitting right at the tip of your V formation you formed.
That didn't trigger any readied actions, readied attacks.
I think you guys stopped readying attacks and started healing.
It's fair.
He comes out, he's right in your face, and you can see him a little better now. All that stuff that was hanging off of him seems to be stolen trophies from his previous victims. There are about a dozen mummified hands and tons of trinkets made from different bones. He's covered in tattoos and scars and piercings, and he is pissed and undamaged, I should add. And I think that is where we're going to leave it for the week.
The troll dramatically looks at the camera and says, "We'll see you next week."
Can't do that.
Heal through that, asshole.